The government's emission reduction plan is out today. It will outline the path we will take over the next three decades to achieve our emission targets. Adrian Macey is the adjunct professor at the Climate Change Research Institute, and Tim Mackell is the CEO of Dairy New Zealand. Gentlemen, a very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Adrian,
good
morning, you first. Are you full of joy, hope and aspiration today that it's going to be different from every other announcement that's been made in the past 20 years on climate change?
Well, what I hope is that we get something that's a little bit definite now about how we can hit the most high priority areas. I don't expect a complete package because I think there's a lot still to be done that Tim Wang may well want to talk about on the agriculture side. But I think what we can do now, we've got our targets. Targets, as people say, their targets are simple and the world is complicated. But I think we should be able to get a sense of where are we going on the top priority issues. And I would put right at the top there places like transport, places like where we're still using lots of coal and oil, measures that will deal with that, I think, are what are most important to come out at this stage.
Does it come at a bad time, given what's happening with the war and the world's never been more reliant on coal and oil?
Well, the long term is still looking towards electrification, if you like, getting out of these fossil fuels. This is the long term. This is decades ahead. So, you've got to take account of the current circumstances, that's for sure. But I think that doesn't mean that you can't giving signals now about what the longer term policies are. And I think for New Zealand, you know, we can see the priority areas. You know, transport, there's been the big increases in emissions. So what are we going to do about that? That's a major concern. It's CO2. It's one of the biggest warming issues that we have. So some signals in that direction, I think, would be helpful. Of course, we might need to make some adjustments to take account of economic circumstances. That's just sensible economics and sensible policy. But what people need to be given, I think, is a good sense of direction now.
Tim, are you worried?
Oh, look, not particularly, because you know, we've been talking to the government quite a bit already. I think Adrian's right. The focus, I would imagine, today will be around CO2, the long-lived gas. Look, we've already got really an emissions plan, reduction plan for ag underway, you know, and through Hiwaka, Kanara, and Adrian just alluded to that. So, you know, the announcement for that, Mike's going to come out very shortly. You know, we're going through to the minister the end of this month, which is nigh, with design elements of that, and it'll carry on developing over the year. So key thing really for us, what we're after is, R&D support. You know, this latest IPCC AR6 report, Mike, that came out, did acknowledge the need for R&D, you know, particularly in the ag space. So that's what we're hoping for.
Which was my next question. How much of this, you know, you can announce this until you're blue in the face, in the fullness of time over the next series of decades, how much do you think science will solve us with a series of ideas that we haven't barely even thought about yet?
Well, I mean, I'm involved in an effort right now to look to see how we can accelerate, you know, technologies in the New Zealand context. Pasture grazing, very unique, you know, globally. So we have to have our own solutions for agriculture, for methane and nitrous oxide. And I'm pretty optimistic, you know, it's together with the government, with science, fraternity, with Māori and with industry together. And we're coming up with a plan right now. And we want that plan to be well-funded going forward, Mike. And, you know, unsurprisingly, a lot of the candidates we've been working on, we've just got to move faster on them. So I'm an optimist on this. I think we can do it.
What about the level of engagement, Adrian, as far as the rest of the country is concerned? How, I mean, we all answer the polls the same way. Is climate change important? Yes, it is. Do we need to do something about it? Yes, we do. But that's about where it begins and ends, isn't it?
Well, that's what I think. And when all that people can see is, yes, we agree that climate change is urgent, that's the top priority. And then the next thing we're asked to do, for example, is to restrict our personal mobility as we can no longer take our cars into town to park them. You do have that effect. But I think, you do have a sense that nobody much now says that there's no need to deal with climate change or just wait for technology. So I think the second, if you like, there's two phases here. There's getting the measures in place, but there's also some reassurance. This concept that's right through the UN documents, and it's called just transition, which means, okay, we're putting measures in place. Yes, they will reduce emissions. Then looking at the effects on people, is it going to create increased inequality? Is it going to create difficulties for certain categories? That's an equally important part of the package to get the buy-in from the public. As you say, it's fine to have views about where the world should go, and then you find that it's affecting you disproportionately. Yeah. But I think that's where the politics come in, and it's really helpful, I think, that you at least have cross-party agreement on the come budgets. That's really helpful. And now I think the scrutiny is going to go on to the government measures. Do they make sense? Do they deal with the inequality issue? Are the costs sensible in relation to the number of tonnes of CO2 you save? All those sorts of things are going to be getting more transparent now. And as I said, given that you've got a core agreement in Parliament across the parties, or most of them, that's auguring well for the public, I think, to have a much more informed and sensible and transparent discussion than we've probably had in the past.
Well, let's hope so. Adrian, appreciate your expertise. And Tim, good to have you on the programme as always. Tim McElderry, New Zealand. Adrian Macy, New Zealand First Climate Change Ambassador originally and now Adjunct Professor at the New Zealand Climate Change Research Institute. Midday today is when it all unfolds.